Blog Talk Radio.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Delicious Johnson. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Okay, I'm sorry. On my show, there's no discussion of religion or politics, and someone has sent me an email asking specifically why. And simply, I'm not going to do any discussions of religion and politics because religion, everybody believes what they want to believe, and I don't have anything against what people believe. So I really would rather not get into a debate to try to have someone to press on me what they believe, because I'm not going to press on anybody what I believe, because that's what I believe. And as far as politics are concerned, I'm not into politics. The last time I voted, I think I was 19 years old, and I'm 60 years old now, so do the math. But we will have frank and honest, mature discussions. Okay, case. You're just new coming in. A little bit about me. I'm an author and a poet. I just finished my second book, You Might Get Lucky, which will debut in this month. It'll debut this month in time for Christmas. And if you'd like to order it, you can go to my website. That's www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. It's on sale until the debut date. My first book was Past Not Forgotten, debuted in February of this year, and at present I'm working on my third book. Okay, on Saturdays, I'm a co-host for Chocolate Coffee Books. That's www.blogtalkradio.com, chocolate, C-H-A-K-L-E-T, dash, coffee, dash, books. And on that show, what we do is we help to promote and expose new authors, as well as seasoned authors, poets, singers, spoken word artists, and if you have a business you'd like to get out there, and if you would like to be a guest on our show, you can leave an email for myself or Mimi Miriam Jacobs, who is the host of the show. And that show airs every Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, I co-host the show, the Lamont Carey Show, which airs at 9 p.m. That's a variety show. Also, I want to thank everybody who came out to my first show. I really do appreciate that. If you're back tonight, you're going to be in for a treat. We're going to talk about adult toys for the grown folks. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to play another musical interlude, and I'll be right back to start the show, okay? want muscles all over his body. Okay, back to the show. And tonight's topic is toys for the big girls and boys. We're going to explore the world of adult toys, from the bullet to the jackrabbit, from edible massage candles to G-spot stimulators to G-gel enhancements to a stripper pole and a love swing. Information on how to enhance your relationship. And this show is for adults 18 and older. So if you're under 18, you're listening at your own risk, but I really prefer that you turn into another station. Okay, let's get right into it. I have a little story I'd like to tell first. When I first became introduced to toys, I went to a toy party. This was years and years ago. I think like in maybe 1994 or something like that. And I was like in a store. You know, a child goes into a candy store, and I spent, it must have been about $300, not only in toys, but, you know, different little things like creams, lotions, and things of the sort. And to this day, some of those toys are still in the pack. And mainly because after I got them, you know, after I got them, I got uninterested in them. I used them, the ones that I wanted to use, I used them. The others, they just are still in the box. So I would like to make a little suggestion. When you go to a toy party, when you buy your toys, don't, you know, go in the store and say, and, you know, even though it looks good, it may look like something that you want to use or something you may think you might need, just get exactly what you're going to use, because you can always go back and get something, you know, that you're going to use. And first we're going to talk about the vibrators. Okay, the most important factor in buying a vibrator is the size. Most people tend to, you know, overlook the size of vibrators. You may get an expensive vibrator with all kinds of special features, but you end up being disappointed because it's probably too big, or maybe too small. Most vibrators are size 5 to 7 inches long and 1 inch wide, similar to the average penis. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take a break. I'll be right back. Sorry about that.
I will be patient.
For that sudden break, but I had a little teeny tiny emergency which I took care of, and hopefully I won't get any more tonight. I think the last thing I said was as far as your vibrator, to make sure it's the size that you want, and you should start off with a vibrator maybe about 5 to 7 inches. Also, if you and your partner are using vibrators, if your partner's using a vibrator on you, try not to get one as large as him or larger than him, because sometimes some men are intimidated by that. Not all men, but you do have men who are intimidated when they see a toy that's larger than them, especially one that simulates the penis. Okay. Also, there are two standard ways to control the power of your vibrator. The more basic models come with the rotating dial in the base, so you can vary the vibrating speed from low to high. Other vibrator models have preset pulsations. By pressing a button on the vibrator's base or on a separate remote, you can set the speed from low to high, or even select a preset pattern that rapidly turns the vibe on and off. Okay, we're going to talk first about anal vibrators. Everybody's not into anal, so if this is not for you, you can just listen, because you might find somebody who you might want to use an anal vibrator on. And just as the name implies, anal vibrators are designed specifically for anal penetration. Anal vibrators are shorter and thinner than regular vibrators and feature a flared extended base for easy removal. Anal vibrators generally measure 4 to 6 inches long, with a width that can vary from 0.75 to 1.25 inches. So that's, you know, kind of small, because the anal area doesn't lubricate itself as well. So when you use an anal vibrator, it's important to apply lots of lube to the anus and the vibrator. And also, if the vibrator is not going in, don't force it. Take your time, push it as much of as you can in and out, but if it gets to be painful, what you can do is you can use like your finger until you can get it to the point where when you're using an anal vibrator, it doesn't hurt. Okay, then now we're going to talk about the bullet and egg vibrators. Excuse me. Okay, many adults love these vibrators because of their all-purpose nature. These vibrators are great on their own, but also are commonly used in a wide variety of adult toys to enhance stimulation. This is basically what the bullet is, and the bullet is a toy that most men are not intimidated by because it's very small, very versatile, and they're generally not intimidated by it. And most couples start off using bullets. Most men will try a bullet before they try dildos and the penis-stimulated vibrators. Okay, the bullet vibrators are generally 2 to 3 inches long. Some are very thin, and some of them are the size of eggs. Then some of them are maybe the size of, like, shaped just like a bullet, but, you know, a little fatter. That's why they're called bullets. And they're very, very good to place on the clitoris, or if some of the bullets don't have, like, cords to them. So I would suggest you putting them, inserting them into your vagina unless it has a cord, or into your anal area, because it's very embarrassing to end up in the emergency room trying to get a bullet out of your anal area. And if you should use a bullet in the anal area, make sure you put a condom on it so you can pull it out by the condom, because sometimes that cord that's on it can break loose too. And, you know, you really don't want to be in the hospital, in the emergency room, getting a bullet ejected out of your anal area. Okay? Now, we're also going to talk about the butterfly vibrators. The butterfly vibrators are designed solely for clitoral stimulation. These special vibrators come with straps and are worn in place like a pair of panties, which give them a butterfly-like shape. Many of these vibrators have an overhaul, colorful, and stylish appearance to make them more attractive. Now, I'm quite sure you've seen these little apparatuses where you can step into them, like in the butterfly, the tips of them, when it's turned on, it actually vibrates against your clitoris, giving it that stimulation and causing, you know, those sensational feelings down there. That's what the butterfly vibrator does. Okay, we're going to talk about the clitoral vibrators. These are arguably the best vibrators on the market because they provide such intense clitoral stimulation. They're effective on even women who have problems having orgasms. So these are the best. There are two major kinds of clitoral vibrators: rabbits or dolphins, and beavers. The names come from how these vibrators stimulate the clitoris. Rabbit vibes feature two small prongs like rabbit ears that directly tickle the clit. Beaver or dolphin vibrators rely on one large nub, either the beaver's tail or the dolphin's nose, for clitoral stimulation. Many women prefer the rabbit vibrator, claiming that it has a lighter, more teasing, and feather-like feel to it than the beaver or dolphin. The single larger nub of the beaver and dolphin vibrators allow for more intense and heavy-handed stimulation. Okay, clitoral vibrators tend to be a luxury model on the adult toy market. They rank among the most expensive vibrators, but almost all clitoral vibrators include several special features. Unlike butterfly vibrators, the rabbit or beaver probe is attached to a long shaft for dual vaginal penetration and clitoral stimulation. You may see like these vibrators that simulate the penis, and they may have something hooked on it, like maybe you might see a butterfly or a beaver, you know, different things. Those little things are on there for clitoral stimulation as well as penetration. So you can, you know, have your clitoris stimulated as well as being penetrated, and that's a good feeling as well. Okay, now we're going to talk about the G-spot vibrators. You can easily tell if a vibrator is designed to hit your G-spot by looking at their shape. G-spot vibrators feature a distinctive curve right at the tip, so the head of the vibrator can more easily hit your G-spot every time. The tip of the G-spot vibe is also fairly large, more like the head of an actual penis than the rounded point on a cylinder vibrator. On the whole, G-spot vibrators tend to be wider than many cylindrical vibrators, measuring around 1 to 1.5 inches wide and 5 to 7 inches long. Okay, G-spot vibrators also tend to feature additional features to enhance stimulation. These can be some something as simple as raised ridges along the length of the shaft to make penetration more pleasurable, or a shaft with a series of bulbous projections so that you can feel it gliding in and out. G-spot vibrators tend to be one of the most popular models on the market. Coming in narrow behind clitoral and rabbit vibrators, many women use G-spot vibrators while stimulating their clitoris for truly powerful orgasms. Shop for G-spot vibrators. Now, G-spot vibrators, some women, because I used to be a toy consultant, I used to sell toys, which I'm going to get back into doing that. I found that some women didn't even know that they had a G-spot. Some women actually were oblivious to that. And I don't know if anybody else on the internet don't know that, but your G-spot is about a quarter of an inch above the hood of your clitoris. It's not that deep, because you can take your middle finger and put it in you and do the come hither, and you can feel it. And you know when you're feeling it because it feels kind of spongy. And what it does when it's stimulated, it expands like a sponge. That's, you know, where your G-spot is. And your tongue cannot reach it. Even Kiss tongue cannot reach it. Gene Simmons' tongue cannot reach the G-spot. But it's, you know, it's not that far up in you. And if you lay down, you open your legs, stick your middle finger up in there, move it around a little bit, you can feel it. And every woman's G-spot is different. They come in, some of them are the size of a dime to some the size of a quarter. And as you get older, your G-spot moves, but it doesn't move to the point where you don't know where it is. So that's a little bit on a G-spot. The G-spot was discovered by this gynecologist named Grafenberg. Him and his German colleague had discovered it, and his paperwork got lost, and these two sexologists had rediscovered it, and they named it the G-spot. That's how it got its name, because it used to be called the urethra sponge. But, you know, now it's the G-spot. That's a little history on the G-spot. Okay, now we're going to talk about the rabbit vibrators. Rabbit vibrators are the most popular vibrators on the market. Thanks to publicity from the popular HBO series Sex and the City. Okay, I'm quite sure whoever was a Sex and the City fan saw the rabbit on there, and I sold quite a few rabbits in my day when I sold the sex toys. Rabbit vibrators are named after the two-pronged bunny ears that vibrate at high speed to stimulate the clitoris. Many women find that the rabbit ears have a light teasing feel, almost like a high-speed feather or tongue. Rabbit vibrators are attached to a long shaft or dual vaginal penetration and clitoral stimulation. Many models also feature two-speed controls, one for the vibrating shaft and the other for the clitoral stimulator. Like G-spot vibrators, these shafts are liberally covered in raised veins and pleasure nubs for added satisfaction. Some of the higher-end models have rotating tips, a piston action that mimics actual thrusting, or the ability to connect to your computer for long-distance relationships. Now, they do have quite a bit of vibrators that do the thrusting, the pulsating, the vibrating, and you know, they almost simulate the movements of a penis, but the good thing about a vibrator is fast. That's the good thing about a vibrator. Okay, we're also going to talk about vibrators for men, but I'm going to see first if I have anybody on the line who would like to have a comment or a question. 469-348, good evening.
Good evening, Delicious. This is Otto.
Hi, Otto. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing? I like your show so far.
Thank you.
Good information. Some of these sex toys, But you said vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't go into how much this stuff costs. How much is it?
What's the range of price?
Yeah, what's the range of prices?
Well, they can. Some of them could get pretty pricey. I've sold toys that cost $100. The most expensive toy that I sold, I think it was like $170-some, because they can get pretty pricey.
What makes it cost so much? I mean, is there?
Well, basically on what it does and how it's made, the different things that it do would make it pricey, I think. And then, you know, how it's made, the durability on it, and I think.
So is there a guarantee that it'll make you come?
Well, I'm quite sure that I really haven't had any complaints from anybody, you know, calling me back and say, well, this toy didn't work or anything like that. So I believe that basically women are more in tune to the toys than men, even though, you know, there are toys for men as well, and there are also toys for partners, you know, like something that you can use on your partner and she can use on you. But I've never had anybody, you know, call me up and say, well, this toy doesn't work, especially not women.
Now, if someone can't afford something or they don't have a toy available that they can get their hands on, is it like, you know, at-home stuff that they can use, or is it like leaning up against a washing machine or something that, you know, can they substitute something instead of a vibrator?
You're saying use something other than a vibrator?
Yeah, I mean the thing is to get that vibrating action, right? So if you don't have a partner or, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you're excited and you're sexually aroused and you want to, you know, bring yourself to orgasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a vibrator available. I mean, can you use other things that you can use that? Yeah.
Well, there are some things that you can use. They have like little these little things, like I'm quite sure you've seen them too. They have this little massage. It's not a little thing. It's called a wand, and they use that to massage your back. But you also can use that for clitoral stimulation as well, because it has the speeds on it, and you can adjust it to the speed however you want to use it for your on your clitoris.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do the Richard Gere thing. You heard about that story, right?
What, putting a gerbil in your anus?
I'm just saying, if you don't have anything else, right?
Well,
it worked, I guess.
Well, you know what? I would really hate to do that, you know, to be in the emergency room and they're taking a gerbil out of my butt.
Well, the thing, if you have a partner, your partner can take it out for you. But the thing is that you use whatever is available to you know, if you want to come. I mean, if you want to experience a sexual excitement and have a great orgasm, it's like, what, let me grab the first thing I get my hands on, right?
Right.
So,
okay. Well, if you don't want to do the vibrating, you know, you can always use your finger, a brush, or, you know, anything. And I'm going to hit on the dildos. Dildos were invented before the vibrators. The vibrators came out in the 19th century sometime. Some guy was just messing around and invented the vibrator, and doctors were using them on women who had problems having orgasms. But the vibrator has been around forever, because Cleopatra used the vibrator. I don't know what it was made out of, but she had a vibrator that she used to make sure she had 3 orgasms a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically anything that you know, you can use your imagination, you can use a pencil or whatever, your finger, or, you know, just whatever floats your boat.
And
you
so what should women do when you know, their man says, you know, why do you need something other than me? Why am I not enough for you? Why do you need something extra?
Well, that would be a thing as if you want to enhance the relationship. Because say like maybe it may be a night that you don't want to do anything. So she could just, okay, well, I'm going to pull out my vibrator and, you know, I'm going to get satisfied.
And I just roll over and go to sleep or something? And
you can roll over and go to sleep?
And she can use it on me while I'm asleep. I mean, it's intimidating to a man, right? To say, hey, you know, my significant other, my lover needs something extra.
Well, basically, it's not. It would have to be sort of like a partner type ship thing, because if my partner didn't want to use toys, I wouldn't, you know, force it on him, but we would talk about it, because it may be some nights when I want to have sex and he doesn't, so I say, well, do you mind if I, you know, get a vibrator, you know, because I'm, you know, maybe nice you have a headache or not feeling good or something, you know, so if you say, well, okay, you can have a vibrator, but don't get one as big as me. You know, because men are intimidated. Men are intimidated by that. You know, you're using something the same size as your partner or something bigger. He's going to be intimidated by that. So the best thing I would say is, you know, get a bullet, because, you know, women basically have that clitoral stimulation, and basically women have those clitoral orgasms. And they also had those G-spot orgasms, but, you know, it's basically women had those clitoral orgasms quick and
from
the vibration.
But if you get something small, the guy is going to say, well, you know, damn, my dick can't even hit it right. So you got something that small? I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you do damn if you do, damn if you don't kind of thing, right? Cause
well, see, that's why I said it comes into play that you would tell your partner, you know, you just have to tell your partner, well, look, you know, is it all right if we have toys or if I can have a toy? Because, you know, like some men are not into that, but some men are gracious enough to, you know, let their significant other, their girlfriend, wife, or whatever, have a toy simply because something may come up. He may not feel like it, because women are a little bit, I wouldn't want to say
liberal.
Yeah, a little bit more liberal when it comes to sex, and you know sometimes men, they don't want to do it all the time that we want to do it, you know. So what you know, what's the girl to do?
No choice, right?
I really don't see anything wrong with it, because I have a host of toys and I haven't used them, and I can't even remember the last time I used them, because my friend now, he doesn't even, when I talk to him about it, it goes in one ear and out the other, so I don't badger him or press him to, you know, use them or anything like that. But, you know, it just depends on how you know, how you both of you feel. Both of you would have to come to an agreement, because it wouldn't be good for her to, you know, have a toy and you're laying over there, and you know, you just need to discuss it, I think.
Or for me to come home and find her using it.
Right.
It's like having an affair or something like that.
I wouldn't call it having an affair, but
yeah,
you know,
it's like you come home, you catch your woman with a vibrator, right? And it's like, damn, it's like, you know, this is what you do before I come home. It's like, so I mean, there's nothing like that the men can use. Is there something like a electronic vagina or something that men can use?
Well, they have toys for men. They have the lips, they have vaginas, they have cock rings, which, you know, rings you put around your penis, and they have vibrators on those. You know, they have things that men can use. I went to my very first party. A guy had asked me, did I have the, I think it was this little vibrator that you put on your dick, and it was called the, what was the name of the elephant, something, the purple elephant or something. And I said, huh? I didn't even know what he was talking about, because it was my very, very first party, and I really didn't go over my toys that well. I didn't know the names of them that good. So I said, well, I don't know. I would have to look in here, but I did have it. And
so what does it do? What does it do to you?
Well, what you do, you put it on your, it had like a little vibrator that goes in the trunk. and then you put the circle of it around your penis to the base, and you turn the vibrator on, and the vibrator will when you're penetrating your significant other, the vibrator will hit her clitoris and give her.
No, wait up! No! See, you're talking about stuff that you have to do with a partner.
Yes. There are toys. They have the simulated. It's like a sleeve, and it has lips on it. The vagina lips on it. And you put lubricant in there, and you put your penis in it, and you know, just like you're jacking off, but it's, you know, it's more or less like a simulation of a woman's mouth. You know, you're just.
So what does it vibrate, or what does it do? Is it vibrating?
No, you have to work it up and down. You know, just like you're jacking yourself off, you just put it on, and
work it up and down.
Work
so
it
what
up
the fuck
down.
Am I paying it for? If I could use my hand, what the hell is that?
What do you
what
want?
What the fuck?
They don't
what the
have...
fuck is... What the fuck you trying to sell me? I get to put a thing on my dick and I work it up and down?
Yeah.
It's called a hand.
Right, but the beauty of this particular toy is that you won't make a mess because when you're getting ready to come, you can pull it up and close it and you can come in it. And that way you're not coming all over the sheets and everywhere, you know. So
shit. So I have to control my cum. It's like I gotta organize my cum.
I'm not saying that you have to organize it, but I'm just saying that's the good thing about it.
Oh, I get to come in it. I get to come in this thing.
Yeah.
And so I throw it away after I'm done with it, or wash it out.
No. You also have the toy cleaner, which is what you do when you finish your toys. You clean them with this toy cleaner. Now you can clean them with whatever you want, but there's a suggestion that you use the toy cleaner because when you use the like soaps and alcohol and all that kind of stuff on your toys, what can happen is, especially if you use soap that has dye in it and coloring in it, it will leave a residue on your toys. And when you go to use your toys, women, when you go and put those toys in your vagina, it can cause an irritation, very vaginal discomfort after you use it.
What about guys? What about guys? I mean.
Well, I don't think so much on the guys because you don't have anything going in your penis, you know. So, you know, if it got on the side of it or whatever, that's.
We could smash our dicks with a brick. It really doesn't matter, right? Everything they reuse the indestructible. I mean, is there something like an AccuJack or something, like a automatic suction device or?
Well, you know, I think
you know
they
what I mean.
Do,
so we just
I
sit there and
they,
not do anything.
Right. I think they do have those pumps that you put on your penis and you squeeze a ball and it pumps it, something like that. But I don't think I've
once
never.
Once again, it's working.
Oh, so you want something.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that vibrates, like a woman has a vibrator, right? She turns it on, and she just, you know, it vibrates. So is there something that you know, I can just,
so you just want to be laying down with your hands behind your head and something to do the work?
Yep, that's about it. And what do you have?
I might have to invent a toy like that for you guys because I've never, well, not to say that there may be something out there on the market that does that, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Right.
But
so
like I said, I might have to invent that. I have another caller, so you can hang on, okay?
Okay, but I guess I just have to stick with the real thing, Delicious. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay. Call it 01-466.
Yeah, hi. This is Shy Libra Girl. How are you?
This is who?
Shy Libra Girl. I'm also in the chat room.
Oh, hi, Shy Libra Girl. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. It's been a long story. But I wanted to just talk about, I got a vibrator. Actually, I got it about a month and a half ago. My first ever. And at 37, I guess that may be considered a little late, but I guess better late than never. And when I got it, it was 8.5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so lifelike. It had veins, and it had balls, and it had a motorized piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, me not being used to it, you know, a guy I'm in a relationship got it for me, and he was, you know, doing what he did, and I was like, stick it in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that didn't happen. So, in any event, it sticks on the wall. I was so excited. I was texting the picture to my friends, and everybody finds out everybody's got one. My friends at 50 years old got one. Everybody got one but me.
Mm-hmm.
So one night I was trying to use it on myself, and it wasn't working. I mean, it wasn't the same feel, you know. I didn't know what I was doing with it. But he then replaced it with a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, I made myself come.
You made yourself come with the smaller one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was saying in the beginning of the show. Sometimes you can get one that's too large or too small, and you get it home and you're unhappy with it. So start off with something that's small and then work your way up, because it's better to have something that's too small than to have something that's too big.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm quick to say I want a big thing and all this other stuff, and then when I got it, pull it off the wall, I can't do anything with it. But... I mean, they're so lifelike, and, you know, I don't want my mother to know I'm using one, but, you know, I mean, I guess normal people use.
Yeah, you know, you do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just do what you want to do. And, you know, like I said, I have a lot of toys. Like I said, I still have in the package that I got, I've had since 1995. You know, going in there not knowing this, not knowing that, then when, you know, it just got to a point where I just, you know, I don't even use my toys, you know, basically all put up.
And so how do you clean them? I mean, I just use soap and water.
Oh, well, you know what? It's okay to use soap and water, but make sure the soap doesn't have any dye in it or any lye in it, maybe something like Ivory soap. You should clean them with that, or get the toy cleaner and clean them with that.
Oh, okay.
And also, for your toys, don't put your toys all together. Put them in separate baggies, you know, separate apart from each other.
So oh, I only have one. I just started this a month ago. So I don't even know where they come. Like, I don't want to go in the store and someone see me buying it.
Right, that's why a lot of people have the toy parties, which is good because you can do it in the privacy of your own home. And I'm going to start back to selling my toys probably the first of the year. But it's a lot of things that people don't know about toys. That's why when they go to these toy parties, they can get educated better than going into a toy store buying them. Because you're getting them and you don't know, and the person at the counter is not going to, you know, tell you what to do, how to clean it, how to take care of it, how to store it, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's okay to have or even you can order out of someone's store that has that sells toys on the internet, you know.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you so much. I'm having fun. Listen to the show. I mean, the previous caller kind of scared me. I was feeling like I'm doing something wrong because, you know, I never even thought of some of that stuff, and I don't think I want to think about it. But it's a good topic. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Well, you're going to still hang out and listen, right?
Absolutely. I may learn something more.
Okay. We have about 9 minutes left. I might have to do another show, but I'm going to talk about a few vibrators for men.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on mute, okay, and you're going to listen in, okay?
Great.
Okay. Okay, the vibrators we have for men, you know, although vibrators are often seen as products for women, men can enjoy them every bit as much as women. A vibrator massage can be highly relaxing on tense muscles, and you might be pleasantly surprised at a man's reaction to using a clitoral vibrator on his balls. Yeah, that's when the little bullet comes in, because, you know, like I said, some men are not intimidated by the bullet because it's just a small toy. And what you can do with the bullet is you can put it on his balls and the vibration while you're giving him oral, or you can put it on his penis and give him oral that way. That's also good. Men like that. And also, sometimes men like the bullet not in their anal area, but just resting it on the top. They like that little vibration there as well. So you might want to try that with your partner. Okay, also, cock rings. These are usually small rings made of stretchy material like cyber skin or silicone with a bullet or egg vibrator. And I was speaking to Otto about this. The ring fits snugly over the base of the penis, restricting blood flow so a man can stay harder for a longer amount of time. Meanwhile, the vibrator attached to the cock ring can be positioned for several different uses. The man can point it downward to stimulate his balls, or he can place it to hit the woman's clitoris during sex. Some cock rings vibrators have dual stimulators, one for the clit and one for the woman's anal or her butt. The potential afforded by the positioning of the vibe combined with the endurance enhancement of the cock ring makes these items highly popular. They also have prostate vibrators. That's the vibrators that, you know, men put in there. But these are a cross between anal and G-spot vibrators. Prostate vibrators often have a bigger tip for bigger stimulation with a long curved shaft to easily reach the prostate. That's the man's G-spot. His prostate is the man's G-spot. While some men simply aren't comfortable with the concept of prostate stimulation is coupled with just stroking the penis, causes an extremely powerful and most satisfying orgasm. And I'm quite sure it does. Because some men are, you know, intimidated by having something going into the anal area because they feel that that's not manly, or they feel that that's just something that gay men do, or, you know, men that are on the down low. But between a man and a woman, when it's done, you know, it's really nothing wrong with it. And I've been with a couple of guys that let me use a strap-on on them. Now, I didn't question, and I don't know what they're doing to this day, but they were manly then, and I assume that they're manly now. But that was just their preference, because some men like that stimulation on their prostate. Some men don't. But, you know, for the men that do, you know, I don't have any hard feelings or anything to say about that, because to each his own. Also, there are special features to improve your vibrator experience. Now that you know what you want, your ideal vibrator may be made out of, it's time to actually start shopping. And when you're shopping, you know, if you not at a party where you can ask the consultant questions, or you're not familiar with what's going on, ask questions. Don't wait till you get home and, you know, pull out your vibrator, your dildo, or whatever, and then you're totally disappointed because it wasn't what you wanted. You know, those are the purposes for those parties, to get as much information as you can while you're there, and, you know, so you get home and you're not disappointed. Somebody said, I'm not just fine without putting something in my butt. A lot of people, you know, like I was saying, it's, you know, to each his own. You know, I'm not telling anybody, you know, to purchase toys or to get into toys, because basically toys are basically used as enhancements, to enhance relationships, to enhance romance. It's not to replace anybody. You wouldn't go out and buy a vibrator to replace your lover, your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other. And it's always best to talk it over with them, let them know what you're doing. Just don't take it upon yourself to go out and buy all these toys and bring them home and then, you know, honey, I got a bag full of toys. No, you don't do it like that. It's a partner type shit thing. You know, you talk it over with your partner, and if he agrees, then, you know, you do your thing. Sometimes I remember I was dating this one guy, and I had already had my toys, and I felt kind of like, you know, should I tell him or should I not tell him? I never told him, you know, I never used my toys around him or anything like that, but, you know, like I said, it is a good thing when you can share it with your partner. And that also makes it that much better when you don't have to sneak and use them or you don't have to explain stuff, you know. So if you want to get into toys and, you know, just like I said, only these toys are only to enhance relationships. It's not to replace a relationship. You know, it's just for the enhancement, the enjoyment of you and your partner. Or you may not have anyone, so if you want to, you know, just satisfy yourself rather than risking going out being with somebody, catching an STD or whatever, you know, you can just use your toys. That's a good thing, too. So in any event, the show is about to come to an end. I appreciate everybody that hung out with me, Elgin, Fluffy Girl Radio, Johanna, Master J, Novella, Penelope Flynn, Shy Libra Girl, Stacey L. Moore, Young Lady 84. I appreciate all you guys. My next show is going to be the 18th of December, and that show is going to be about two women, one man, every man's fantasy. So I want you guys to come back on the 18th, same time, same place. And like I said, I appreciate all you guys. And hopefully we'll see each other on the 18th. With that being said, I want to say good night and thanks for coming out. Night.